welcome. I'm Vincent Grissom, and this is Applying God's Word, a teaching ministry from the Word of God. This is study number 134, titled, Seeking God's Wisdom. If we are going to live life with purpose, we must connect with God and seek His wisdom. God desires to guide us with His wisdom, which He will gladly give to us if we seek Him and ask for it. When He bestows wisdom upon us, He does so graciously and generously without condemning us for not having asked for His wisdom before. Let's read James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. If any one of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. So we are to confidently, without doubt, and seriously, through faith, ask God for wisdom. Listen to how wisdom is personified in James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. We all need to regularly ask God for wisdom. This brings us to our passage study. It's the call of wisdom, which is found in Proverbs chapter 8. I'll read the first 11 verses, and then we'll look to apply them verse by verse. Verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries aloud. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. So now let's consider verse 1. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? The fact that God deeply desires to guide us with wisdom is revealed in verse 1 of this chapter. In our passage, we'll see the call of wisdom and how practical God's wisdom is and how it benefits and impacts our life. So we start out here recognizing that God desires us to ask and respond to His wisdom. Verse 2, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. This is where wisdom impacts our personal life. This is a reference of our everyday life and the various intersections and crossroads we encounter. Sometimes the forks in the road we come to on the journey of our life are not so simple or obvious, and we need God's wisdom to help us decide which way to turn. Sooner or later, we all come to that fork in the road and have a decision to make. How do we know which way to go? By the wisdom that God provides, we can be kept from taking a wrong turn in life and making a big mistake. If you try to bake cookies but mistake the granulated salt for granulated sugar, or the baking soda for powdered sugar, your cookies will taste awful. These ingredients look similar, but the wrong choice will have an unpleasant outcome in the end. Often, because of our limited understanding, we make the wrong choice, and like the cookies, it winds up leaving a bad taste in our mouth. That's why we need to choose to live according to the wisdom God provides. God's wisdom is very practical and will make a positive impact on our personal life. Verse 3, beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries aloud. Here is where wisdom impacts our public or professional life. The gates of the city were where all public transactions were conducted. It was where political decisions were made and where judicial decisions were handed down. So God's wisdom not only serves us well in our personal life, but in our public life in school and at work, because decisions made here will affect other people as well as ourselves. So God's wisdom should be sought in our public and professional relationships. Verses 4 and 5 tell us all mankind benefits. To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Wisdom can benefit the ignorant or simple. The simple here refers to those who are uneducated, to those who just need to learn. It can benefit those lacking common sense, that is, the foolish. So while the simple refers to those who need to learn, the foolish refers to those who refuse to learn. God's wisdom will benefit all who set their hearts on it and would ask for it and learn from it. A wise man learns from the experience of others. An ordinary man learns from his own experience. A fool learns from nobody's experience. The good news is, if we are willing to learn, God, the creator of the universe and the one who knows all things, will make all things known to us. Verses 6 through 9 tells us God's wisdom is reliable. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. The Hebrew word for wisdom is a meaningful word that escapes the English translation. Chokmah, the Hebrew word for wisdom, is not just about what you do with your head or your intelligence. It's about what you do with your hands and your feet and your life and your attitude. It originally described the work of the weavers who weaved the elaborate garments of Aaron, the high priest. They were to follow God's instructions to the letter. Let me read to you Exodus chapter 28, verse 3. Tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration, so he may serve me as priest. Their ability to follow God's instruction was labeled as wisdom. So my question for you is, do you want to be given wisdom in the matters of your life? A wise man is one who hears God's instructions for his life and follows them, because God's wisdom is reliable. God's instructions are always right. That which God has to say to us is worthy of our attention because he doesn't make any mistakes. His ways are always right. Verse 7, my mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. God's motives are always pure. God has no ulterior motives. He has no hidden agenda. He wants only the very best for us. Let's remember what Jeremiah wrote to God's people who were in exile. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. See, God has a plan for our lives regardless of our current situation. Verse 8. All of the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. God's perspective is always fair. God always sees things as they are, not as we hope they would be. He is honest with us and straightforward. Verse 9. To the discerning, all of them are right. To the upright, to those who have found knowledge. God's logic is always flawless. The scripture says that those who are discerning and who have knowledge will readily acknowledge that God's wisdom makes sense. Now, many of you know I'm not big on telling stories, but I'm going to tell this one because I believe it will encourage so many of us to wait on the Lord by faith in our circumstances to see His plan for us revealed. It's the story of Gladys Aylward, who was an evangelical Christian missionary to China. But when she was a child, she had two great sorrows in her life. She was unhappy with the black hair God had given her. The other was that while her friends were still growing in height, she had stopped growing at 4 feet 10 inches. But when at last she reached the country to which God had called her to be a missionary, she stood on the wharf in Shanghai and looked around at the people. Every one of them had black hair, and every one was her height. She was able to look to God and exclaim, "Lord God, you know what you're doing." Loved ones, yes, God knows what He's doing. This brings us to choosing what to do. Verse 10 and 11. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. This choice is a choice to walk with Christ. As I read the description of wisdom here in the first 11 verses of Proverbs chapter 8, it sure sounds familiar. I want to encourage you to continue and read the full 36 verses of Proverbs chapter 8. I'm now going to read the following list of qualities from chapter 8 and ask you who you think it was describing. Here goes. I am the truth, verse 7. I walk in the way of righteousness, verse 20. I was in existence before the beginning of the world. I follow every command of the Lord, verse 22. I help to create the world, verse 30. He who finds me finds life, verse 35. I know if I were to look at this list for the first time, I would automatically think it was Jesus who was being talked about. In fact, these are the exact qualities that wisdom is described as having. You see, Christ is God's wisdom, personified. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Him to be wisdom itself. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 tells us, "It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption." Consider that we often may ask God for too little. We think we know just what we need and just simply want a yes or no answer to a simple question, or perhaps a road sign, something quick and easy to point the way. But what we really ought to have is the guide Himself. Maps, road signs, a few useful phrases are things, but infinitely better is someone who has been there before and knows us and knows the way, and that is Jesus, who is wisdom personified. So, how do I live by God's wisdom? By walking daily with Christ. How? By prayerfully allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal God's wisdom through His Word. You cannot walk daily with Christ and ignore His Word. If you're going to live life with purpose, you must intentionally seek God's wisdom by walking with Christ daily, which means you will be focused in His Word.